Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on the special Memorial Day weekend. We have a great show for this week. My first guest has been a very big supporter of veterans' causes. Lee Greenwood will be joining us. Then actor Joe Montana will be here. The 2022 National Memorial Day concert will be broadcast on PBS Sunday, May 29th. We'll be talking to him about that. Doris Goodwin, premier presidential historian, has a movie, two-part series, Mondays and Tuesdays of this week, called Theodore Roosevelt. Vice Admiral from the Navy, John Burr, talking about the meeting of Memorial Day. From the Bel Air, a new show on TV, Adrian Holmes. Then a Medal of Honor winner, Clint Robichaud, will be joining us. He's got a book called Red Platoon. And we'll talk about Memorial Day picnics with Rebecca Lang. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today, and that is the voice of a friend of mine for a long, long time, Lee Greenwood. Hi, Lee. How you doing?
Ron, great to talk to you again. The last time I think I visited with you was at your studio in your house.
Right.
And it's great to talk to you again. I hope everything's good with you.
Absolutely. And I want to congratulate you because I just found out that you have become America's ambassador to the disabled American veterans. There are a lot of people in business and several in the entertainment business that certainly respond to the call of our veterans. But Lee is one of the top three, and congratulations on that. I don't even know who the other two are, you know, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't either, but I know that Tony Orlando and Gary Sinise and I are all American patriots that actually stand up whenever we're asked, and we are actually trustees for the Medal of Honor Society, and we're building them a new museum in Charleston, South Carolina, to be completed in the next two or three years. But as far as being an ambassador for DAV, a lot of people may not recognize what DAV is or stands for. There is PVA, which is Paralyzed Veterans of America. There's the American Legion. There's the Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW. And then DAV, Disabled American Veterans. These are all wounded veterans physically who have been on the march to protect the other veterans who may fall by the wayside, the homeless, the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the divorcees, the depressed, the PSDCC, and all of the things that might affect the veteran to stop them from committing suicide. These 22 suicides a day are the worst tragedy we could have for a military veteran who has served this country.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I just lost a brother. We used to talk on the telephone all the time about the commercials that run about different organizations that help the veterans. And we just couldn't understand why the United States of America wouldn't and hasn't and don't really protect the most important resource we have, children and veterans. I mean, if there were no veterans, there'd be no yesterday, today, or tomorrow for children. I just don't understand why that isn't the first priority.
Yeah, well, I think most of it is about the Internet. It's about people moving on to what's the next news. It would really help that would actually embrace it more,
right,
and make it more obvious. I mean, that's one of the reasons I've jumped in to be an ambassador for the DAV, to raise awareness of their mission and their goal. And for the next year, you'll see advertisements, me visiting veterans' hospitals across the country. On TV and radio, you'll hear spots about honoring the DAV and what it does. And hopefully that awareness will bring more donations, more funds, and take care of more soldiers.
Lee, anything we can do, you know we're in. Because, you know, all the PSAs, anytime you want to come on and talk about it, if you need an MC for a show you're doing, I'll do anything to hop on board this, because it is so important. Those suicides every day by people who protect us, and a lot of people I see protesting and everything else has no clue why they have the right to do that, is absolutely one of the most embarrassing things that this country has, not taking care of these people that you're going to be addressing.
Yeah, it bothers me. And Ron, you've always been an advocate for the military. I will draw upon you when the time comes.
The fact is, all this work that Lee does and going to be doing as the ambassador for the disabled American veterans. You and I talked the last time. I don't know how you do this. You told me you were looking at slowing down. This doesn't look like a list of dates of a person slowing down.
Yeah, I think what it is now is that I pick and choose the dates I want instead of the dates that are always thrown at me. And I've always been a worker since I was 12 years old, and that's just kind of what I do. I don't know what I would do if I just slow down, sit around the pool, and occasionally get a phone call. I just have a nature that I want to work. And my 18-year-old the other day, I must admit, we went to Scandinavia for 2 weeks with my family, my two boys, my wife and I. And the international travel, of course, takes it out of you for about 2 or 3 days, keeps your feet on the ground again. But I wasn't home but 2 hours, and I went out with four more flights to different cities before I got back home. And my son said, I don't know how you do it. And I said, well, to tell you the truth, I am a little air weary, but I'm kind of like the Energizer Bunny. Give me about a week and I'll be fine.
In addition to being a great singer, songwriter, and guitar player, Lee is also a tremendous sax player. I mean, when you were here last time, you did the instrumental version of God Bless the USA on a very unique sax, I might add.
Yes, that's my soprano sax, and of course I play all of them. When I fly, I generally don't fly the soprano, but if I do in my Christmas shows, you will always see me play that one.
Lee, one of Billboard's 100 greatest country artists of all time. He's had so many big awards, CMA, ACM awards, Grammy awards, top male vocalist. Also, something like 7, 8 number one hits, 38 singles, including songs like It Turns Me Inside Out. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And, of course, penned the song God Bless the USA, which, you know, I still think should be our national anthem.
Well, I'm proud of all of our history. Our discography stretches back to 1980, and we began releasing music. But in those days, it was considered the real country, the real mellow country that a lot of people swung over to when they were tired of rock and pop. But of course, now all kinds of formats have blended together, and country music today is pretty quick. You won't see or hear too many ballads anymore.
No.
So during that time of those romantic songs that I released, and there was probably 10 or 12 of those, most of them were very popular with people who first became country fans and then became a fan of us. So I'm grateful for all that.
And also honored with the Congressional Medal of Honor. When you were here, the children's book was just in its infancy. In fact, it was going to be released like in 30 days, okay? And you gave me a copy of it, but not the final copy. I went out and got a final copy. I have two grandchildren, one a little boy and a little girl. The little boy is 3 years old. He loves that book. I've been wanting to tell you that for the past 6 months.
Well, thank you.
He loves that book, and it's called Proud to Be an American.
It's a children's illustrated book, and it was so penned. friend and so drawn so that we would actually interest children of that age. And where else would you get a better idea of patriotism than through a book when kids are first experiencing books and the fantasy world that they get from reading it and learning how to read? So it's great for grandparents and parents alike to teach their kids a little bit of patriotism through our book.
And by the way, it's available in stores and on Amazon called Proud to Be an American. You did a great job with it.
Well, thank you. And education is a tough thing. You know, it has to educate the masses. And I understand the procedure of America and its education. We have two boys. One's a senior in high school and one's a senior in college. And their education from the very beginning came from us reading to them.
Sure.
So if your parents are listening to this broadcast, read to your kids early. Start just before they're a year old and read till they read to you. And once they get reading to you, then they're on their own. But that early reading makes them understand so many things, not just colors and numbers, animals, geography, but also lessons of patriotism, respect, perseverance. And so you'll get that from early reading before they get into novels and then basically something they really personally like.
When you talk about how old your boys are, I shudder because I remember when they were born. Unbelievable. Now, again, the Disabled American Veterans campaigns, including Keep the Promise, Thank a Vet. The bottom line is there's a whole bunch of tour dates, and you can find out where Lee is going to be playing between now and the first quarter of next year on LeeGreenwood.com, and you can follow him on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. He's one of those knowledgeable guys on the web. And I must again repeat that if you want to get involved, the website to go to is www.dav.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Lee, like I said, I could talk to you for hours. I really am so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're now the ambassador for the Disabled American Veterans. Thank you for your service to not only the music business, but to the business of veterans. And that's a huge, huge accomplishment to be able to be in that position and steer that kind of hope and help to our veterans that you're doing as the ambassador. Good work, Lee.
Well, thank you. We'll have some more up-and-coming news that I'd like to talk to you about within about a month. Lee Greenwood collection of home goods is being broken. We did that in Atlanta at the Mart recently, and that national news will break shortly. We can talk again about that. In the meantime, watch for our ads with DAV and go to my website to see what we're doing, LeeGreenwood.com.
And I will tell you this, I still get a standing ovation by doing God Bless the USA as the last song. What a great way to get a standing ovation for a guy that doesn't deserve one is when I do that song.
Yeah, you do deserve it too, Ron. You're a wonderful guy.
Okay. Lee, thank you so much. Tell Kim I said hello, okay?
God bless. Thank
okay.
you, Ron.
You too. One of the nicest guys you will ever find, Lee Greenwood, the new ambassador for the Disabled American Veterans.
And I'm proud.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. It's Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. I'm delighted to have our next guest with us. We were just joking before we went on the air that it's an annual visit. I wish it was more than an annual visit. And he's part of a huge show that's now, I think, in its about 33rd year. It's the 2022 National Memorial Day Concert on PBS. Nationwide Sunday on May 29th at 8 p.m. Eastern and Central Time. Joining us right now is Tony-winning actor and fellow Paisan, Joe Montagna. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Ron. Great to be back.
It's always nice chatting with you. I just wish it was more often, but this is a great event every single year. And I understand that there are special segments of this year's concert that are very special from the standpoint of honoring people. Give us a lowdown on what the agenda is going to be like. It sounds like another great year of a great show. I love this program.
Yeah, I mean, this is my 21st year doing it, and I mean, for me, I enjoy it just as much, if not more, every year. But, you know, among some of the, especially the remembrances, well, first of all, and almost foremost, is the remembrance of General Colin Powell, who was with us for so many years. And so there's going to be a very heartfelt kind of special section, you know, dealing with that. Then we have a whole section that's going to basically cover the Vietnam era, and specifically we get participation of Native Americans during that time. We have a Medal of Honor tribute. People, we have a lot of recipients there who have actually received the nation's highest award, the Medal of Honor. That's also the 100th year anniversary of the Lincoln Memorial. We'll acknowledge that as well. Those are just a few of the things that we're going to be kind of covering, but it's always, you know, it's always new and exciting, and it's hard to describe. I think of the first time I did it and how it just almost changed my life. So, I mean, I certainly can look forward to it.
Now, because the last couple of years of this COVID situation, there were a lot of segments that were taped, but this year it's going to be back to its normal format, right?
Yeah, we're going to be back in D.C. We'll be there. We're going to be somewhat limited in terms of the attendance. You know, for being invited, kind of an audience there.
Right.
We are able on site, and the beginning of in a way, a new beginning again of getting things back to some degree of normality.
That's great. It's a great show. Now, as tribute to the Vietnam War veterans, more than 58,000 Americans lost their lives during that, and more than 3 million Americans who served in that area, of course, of Asia, will be honored. Now, there's a poignant story coming up in the family of Major General Mark Graham and his wife, Carol, who lost two sons in a matter of a very short period. One was killed in Iraq by an IED, and the other lost his battle with depression. That's got to be an emotional and very, I guess, sensitive, and in some cases, unfortunately, one that some people may have empathy with.
Yeah, without question. I mean, that's one of the most powerful stories that I've read, you know, in the 21 years I've been on the show. And but it just goes to show that, you know, there's a reason we have Memorial Day, and that particular kind of story highlights it as much as anyone could possibly, as to what we owe to these young men and women who, you know, serve our country.
Yeah. Joe, in the years gone by, you've had a lot of music acts, the Four Seasons, the Beach Boys. What's on the agenda this year?
Yeah, we've got some, well, you know, we're going to have Brian Stokes, Miss Mitchell, you know, wonderful singer. Of course, we're always going to have her, Craig Morgan, country western singer. We've got... So, I mean, it's a nice arena. We, of course, we always have the National Symphony Orchestra behind us on stage. It's always that great kind of mixture of music and drama and, you know, all these different elements that make the concert what it is.
Joe, I think I've asked you this before. How emotional is it when you're up there? And the reason I ask that is because we all know a business that we're in that if you have an emotions, whether you're on stage, on television, a live concert, you overcome those because of the fact that you got the adrenaline going from doing the job of whatever you're doing on stage or on camera. But in this particular case, there's got to be a different inner emotion. I don't mean to sound philosophical, but I watch the doggone thing and it brings tears to my eyes, and I'm just sitting in my living room.
Yeah, without question, Ron. I mean, that's the thing, in fact, that's brought me back over so many years, because, I mean, the first time I did it, when I realized kind of what was going on, and when I was up on that stage looking out at the multitude of people and recounting these words of, at that particular time, you know, firemen who had lost their sons in 9/11, I was getting weak in the knees. I mean, I had an out-of-body experience almost, because it was so unlike what I normally do for a living. Because what I do for a living is basically, you know, it's portraying a character. When we do the concert, we're recounting history. This is art imitating life, not life imitating art, you know, and it's unique in that way. So it's very emotional. So I'm happy to be, you know, part of the group that conveys this message and hopefully, you know, helps people, like I say, the importance of why we have Memorial Day.
And you do a sensational job, of course, along with Gary Sinise. You know, you and I have chatted in the past, and I don't know if you remember this, and I'm sure you don't. Many years ago, I was at the NIAF conference, and I had the opportunity to share a table with you and your wife. But, you know, so many credits to your name, The Godfather, Criminal Minds, over 200 film and TV appearances. But I must be honest with you, your role, and Dina Martin and I talk about this, as Dean Martin, was sensational. And I think I said to you once before, Joe Esposito was a very close friend of mine, and he was so honored to have you play his role in one of the Elvis movies.
Yeah, that was actually my first job in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's what you said.
In fact, I think it was like 1978, and I got to talk to Joe, and I was flattered to be able to do it. And you know, the fact that he had some Chicago roots, which I have myself. And so that in itself made it, you know, Italian guy from Chicago made it kind of special for me, especially for my first, you know, Hollywood role.
Yeah, he's from Chicago. You're from Chicago. A lot of Espositos up there.
Exactly.
It's always nice chatting with you, and I wish that we could do this more often than once a year, and let's try to make that happen. But, of course, the show is the 2022 National Memorial Day Concert, broadcasted on PBS on Sunday, May 29th at 8 p.m. Eastern and Central Time. And, of course, the great producer, writer, actor, and our friend Joe Montagna will be up on stage. Joe, I'm looking at a nice picture of you and I taken at one of the NIAF conferences. Do you still go?
When I can. I mean, sometimes the timing's... I'm still involved with the Sons of Italy organization because they have their convention during the same week as the Memorial Day concert, so that I'm always able to kind of carve out that time. For NIAF, I try to do it. Usually that's in October, which is often a busy time for me, especially when I'm doing Criminal Minds,
right,
which we're going to start doing again. But that's a great organization as well, and I've been associated with them for a long time.
You're going to start up with Criminal Minds again?
Yeah, Criminal Minds is coming back. We're going to be on Paramount Plus. We start filming in August.
Oh, that's
so that'll be for any of the Criminal Minds fans out there. We're coming back.
Oh, that's sensational. Please come back and let's talk about it when we get closer to the air date, okay?
That'd be great, Ron. You got it.
Joe, always nice talking with you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we look forward to your turn, my friend.
My pleasure, Ron. Thanks so much.
Joe Montagna has been our guest. I tell you, he's such a nice man and a very talented one, too. And he just shines on everything that he does, whether it's on television, on the big screen, and he's going to be shining on the big Memorial Day concert on PBS coming up on May 29th. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Trump at the NRA convention dismissed calls for more gun control in the wake of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. He joined Texas Senator Ted Cruz and others in advocating for the opposite.
The existence of evil in our world is not a reason to disarm law-abiding citizens who know how to use their weapon and can protect a lot of people. The existence of evil is one of the very best reasons to arm law-abiding citizens.
Trump also advocated for stronger security measures for schools, such as single entry point, strong fencing, and metal detectors. But the Uvalde School District safety plan already have several measures in place, such as police officers and software to monitor threats and screen visitors. Wall Street had its first winning week in a while, the Dow closing up for the week just above 6%. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Sedgy today, live all across the USA and around the world. I am a huge fan of our next guest. She is the premier presidential historian, and as an amateur one myself, I could talk to her for hours and hours and hours. And she is going to be talking about a show that I'm so excited about because it's going to be airing on May 30th, and then again on the 31st. It's a two-night series, and it's called Theodore Roosevelt. Joining us right now is Doris Kearns Goodwin. Hi, Doris. Nice to have you back.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be with you again. Absolutely.
I look forward to these chats, and we don't have them enough times, but I'm so excited about this show because this, of course, is from the book that you and I chatted about a couple, about almost a year ago, called Leadership in Turbulent Times. Executive produced by you and Leo DiCaprio, and of course it is the story of Theodore Roosevelt. Fascinating story. Tell us about it, Doris.
Well, I think what you're able to see in this five-hour documentary is the process by which Teddy Roosevelt grows from a child who suffers from asthma and has a weak body and has to make his body in order to survive, and then becomes somebody who loves the outdoors because of that, loves exercising, comes from a privileged background, but ends up running for the state legislature, goes to the state legislature, and then gets exposed to other ways of life that he had never seen before, going into tenement houses, and eventually he becomes a police commissioner. He sees slums in the middle of the night. But then eventually he goes to the Badlands after his wife and his mother die on the same day in the same house, and he becomes a cowboy, and he's out there as a rancher and a cowboy, comes back to the East Coast with a whole different set of understandings about life in a way. He's seen the West as well as the East. He's been working with ordinary people rather than the privileged group that he grew up in. And then he becomes a winding path to the presidency, including running as a soldier, not running, but becoming a soldier in the Rough Riders, where he brings together people from, you know, the privileged lives and the working class people in his Rough Rider Union, and then eventually becomes president after McKinley is assassinated. But he brings with him all these experiences, and I think that's what makes him so special. So he embodies all the different parts of America.
Tough guy. I mean, that situation with his mother and wife on the same day had to be terrible. And, you know, one of the great stories, and I know it's going to be told here, is the 84-minute speech that he made after being shot in the chest. He did not want to cancel that speech because he was committed.
That is so right. Yes, and when he's running for president in 1912, there's an assassination attempt on his life, and the bullet goes right through his shirt, and it's bleeding inside, and they want to take him to the hospital, but he said, no, I'm supposed to give this speech. So he goes in, and the only lucky thing that happened is the speech was so long, it was 50 pages folded up, that when the bullet came in, it was deflected because of the speech. He takes the speech out, you see the blood on the speech, you see the blood on his shirt, but he insists that he won't go to the hospital until he's delivered that speech. There was a real courage in him and a daring in him, and I think in part because he had been through so many difficulties before, as you say. I mean, his wife died in childbirth, his mother died coming and taking care of him with typhoid fever, and everyone's broken by life, Ernest Hemingway said, but afterwards some are stronger in the broken places, and I think that was true of him again and again.
Now, I want to make sure that everybody knows, again, as I mentioned in the introduction, this is going to begin Monday, May 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. And, of course, it's on the History Channel, great channel. And then the second night will be May 31st at the same time, Eastern and Pacific Time. And it's done, as I mentioned in the introduction, Leo DiCaprio and Doris put this thing together. And, you know, I watch the trailers for this, and I get excited. They started running these things, like, the end of April, and I was getting all excited because this looks like a beautiful performance. You know, we talk about the age of Roosevelt, 42 years old. Everybody always says, well, I thought Kennedy was the youngest one to go in there, but he was really the youngest one. He wasn't elected to that post, as you mentioned. He was the vice president. But there was a time when he stopped being president, then he wanted to be president again and couldn't do it. He didn't have the support that he had initially.
You know, that is correct. I mean, he had actually almost served two terms between 3.5 years of McKinley and then his own presidential term. So he made the mistake of deciding after that that he wouldn't run for another term in 1908. But then I think he missed it so much. He loved being in that center of action, loved doing the things he was doing. So he tried to come back in 1912. But it meant that he had to run against his great friend, William Howard Taft, whom he had made his main advisor. And it was a brutal fight between the two. First primary fights. In fact, the fights were so brutal that the New York Times said, this is this new system, the primary system, instead of the conventional system. Maybe we should go back to the old conventions. They were rational. This is a mob. And he lost that election. And I think, in a certain sense, it split the Republican Party. It split the progressive vote. And it ended on a sad note, except that he thought in 1920 he might come back again, and by then he was popular again and probably would have won that election had he not died.
He died at only 60, wasn't he?
Only 60. I mean, he led such an active life in that short span of time. He had more energy, I think, than anyone I've ever read about. Even when you think of him, he's never sitting still. He's on a horse, he's running, he's exercising, he's boxing, he's wrestling. He's standing at his desk when people come in, and he's shaking 1,000 hands in a day. He's an extraordinary character to watch, and it's fun. He's fun. He's self-deprecating. He has a sense of humor. He can laugh at himself. He made great friends with the press, something that we haven't seen ever probably in quite the same way. He would have them over when he was being shaved. He'd have them over at the end of the day. He had them to lunch and to dinner. And he realized that they were an important part of getting his message across. The bully pulpit, he's the person who defined the phrase bully pulpit.
Mm-hmm. Doris, I think it's important to know, too, to our listeners, that he did remarry again and have a lot of children.
Yes, he did. He married actually a woman that he had known when she was a little girl. They'd been best friends. And they had a very full, loving, incredible life together. And the fun thing is, what you can see in the miniseries is just the kids make that White House come alive. You know, they bring goats in, they have snakes, they're walking around on stilts, they're roller skating in the hallways. There's a sense of life brought into the White House, which had been a sad White House during McKinley's assassination. Not before his assassination, but his wife had been ill, so the doors had really been pretty much closed to the public. And now suddenly the windows are open, the doors are open, and here's this very lively Roosevelt family. That was part of his appeal.
I think I asked you this before, Doris. How would he weather in today's political scene?
You know, in some ways I think he's the most relevant president that we've had for today's scene, because the Industrial Revolution had shaken up the economy, much like the tech revolution and the globalization have done today, and as a result you had big companies swallowing up small companies. Cities were replacing towns. People in the country felt suspicious of people in the city. There were anarchist bombings in the street. Democracy really seemed in peril, and Teddy Roosevelt understood that he had to somehow knit the country together, because people were feeling that people in other parts of the country were the other rather than as common American citizens, much as we're feeling today. So he went around the country on a train, giving the exact same message in every part of the country, a square deal for the rich and the poor, the capitalist and the wage worker. And he was somehow able to get through rational reforms to soften the worst aspects of the industrial order without being a socialist and yet getting the right-wing conservatives on his side. So I can see him today, and he also understood how to be a celebrity, how to be interesting. He could tweet today. He had all those short sayings, you know, speak softly and carry a big stick, don't hit until you have to. Even gave Maxwell House the slogan, good to the very last drop. So I can transport him from back then to now, and I think he'd do quite well. He would be delighted, as he would say, to be president once again.
I think he was our first modern-day president, to be honest with you.
That's exactly right. He brought the presidency into the 20th century. He understood technology and the changes that were happening, you know, with what was going on with the big industrial order. And he was able to understand that government had to have a role in what big business was doing, because one or two companies were swallowing up the entire railroads or the entire meat product agency. So, again, we're seeing that today, once again, come back again. He'd be a good spokesman for all of that.
Gosh, I just can't wait for this. I really can't. You and I have to speak more often, Doris. I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours, and I hope one day you come to Orlando so I can show you my office. But the show is going
to
be airing.
I would love to. No, Terrific. That's a deal. I promise I'd be very glad to do that.
Well, let's do it, okay? And I know you're on a busy schedule, so I look forward to your return, and we'll tell everybody where the show is and when. I know you got to run, but thanks for joining us, Doris. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me again. I'll talk to you soon again.
Okay,
bye.
That sounds great. The show is going to be airing May 30th at 8 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time, and then again May 31st, the second of the two-night episodes, again at 8 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time, and it's called Theodore Roosevelt. I'll tell you something. This is going to be a sensational show, and our guest has been Pulitzer Prize-winning author and probably the most celebrated and knowledgeable presidential historian that is out there today, and I'm a big fan of hers, Doris Kearns Goodwin. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. I always feel a little crazy saying around the world with our next guest because I might go around the world with my voice, but she goes around the world with her body and everything. She is the travel expert, and of course, she is the first female host to host the Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. She's hosted a lot of shows, including Finding Adventure with Kinga Phillips and Lost in the World on the Travel Channel. Joining us right now is Kinga Phillips. Hi, Kinga. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
It's always exciting to talk to you because you have to be the most traveled person that I have ever known. And you always have these great stories about how you scuba diving, rappelling, jumping out of airplanes, swimming with the sharks. So if anybody's got stories to tell at a cocktail party, Kinga, that would be you.
You have a great memory.
When you talk to somebody who's done that many things, how could you forget? Now, summertime is upon us, you know, just a couple of weeks away, and people are making plans for summer travel. And it's a little bit dicey this time around because of the fact that prices on gas, airline fares, hotels, rental cars are really skyrocketing. Give us some suggestions for planning a vacation, and I'm sure that we, you know, are not going to go as far as you do because you do it at the top of the game. But how you do this, do it on a budget and have fun time and visit places that are fun.
Well, that is a great list to discuss, and I just had the pleasure of island hopping in French Polynesia and diving with sharks, and I absolutely love that because I love a good immersive adventure, and I love getting off the beaten path. But, you know, for those people who, like you said, maybe don't want to get on a plane right now and maybe their bucket list does not include diving with sharks, I'm a big road trip girl. I have always loved that so much. And growing up in the Midwest, one of my favorite destinations was North Dakota. They have beautiful sprawling sunflower fields. A lot of people don't know that they have some of the darkest skies in the United States for stargazing. They even have northern lights, which is amazing. And they have the Great Eight dinosaur and fossil attractions. North Dakota Tourism has done a terrific job of putting together a list of 10 legendary ideas that can inspire your next getaway. And honestly, you mentioned affordability, and North Dakota is such a wonderful, affordable state with these beautiful, wide open vistas, with vibrant communities, and with exciting adventures for every budget, which is important right now. And you can learn more about that at legendaryroadtrip.com.
You know, I think a lot of people believe that you have to go see the world. You know, I have two dear friends of mine. One is in Iceland right now. The other one is in Italy right now. And I know that those are great destinations. There's no doubt about that. But there are so many things to see in the United States. And when I was a youngster, we took road trips cross country with my parents all the time. Now we fly over those destinations and you don't see the great things that you see. And I think a lot of times the Midwest states, North Dakota being one of them, you kind of think of New York, Los Angeles, Florida, you know, you don't think of those middle states that have so much to offer.
That is such a great point. And road tripping is amazing, but, you know, you mentioned Iceland and Italy. Those are wonderful destinations. I've been to them both. One thing that I also grew up doing, road tripping and camping, and I still do all the time. I live out in California. I'm a big backpacker. backpacker, and I also love some good glamping. So for me, I was super excited when Jackery came out with the new Jackery Solar Generator 2000 Pro, which is a portable solar generator that charges from the sun in 2.5 hours and can power up to 8 small household appliances. So you can go glamping, you can go camping, you can go on RVs, and you don't have to compromise all of your creature comforts. You can bring that heated blanket, that electric grill, that laptop with you, and it's fantastic. Honestly, RVs, campers, all of it, it's perfect for that. And for digital nomads like myself that have to ride on the road, and you can go to jackery.com or amazon.com to learn more about that.
I would love to get into RVing. What is clamping? I've heard that before, but I don't want to ask anybody.
Glamping is like fancy camping. So sometimes I'll go backpacking and I'll go 40 miles off the grid and I have my ultralight tent and you bring everything with you. And then glamping is just a little bit more luxurious. So they have these gorgeous canvas tents that you can rent now, or, you know, you can bring an RV. That definitely falls under glamping. Family campers, that's all glamping. And that's what the Jackery is perfect for. You can bring that with you and you can power up all your electronics.
See, I like that idea. And you talk about all these adventurous things that you do. See, my idea of an adventure would be going into the deep end of the pool at a Marriott, okay? So that could never, I don't know.
We'll get to that for you.
Okay. You know, when people travel these days with everything so sophisticated as it is, how do you protect the financial information? I remember when I was growing up, my father used to take traveler's checks. How do you protect all this stuff now when you're traveling from the standpoint of credit cards and so on and so forth?
I remember traveler's checks. Well, one thing that I regularly do is I change all of my passwords, and especially with credit cards, I go online after every trip and I make sure that all the transactions are actually mine. I also always recommend for people to photocopy the front and back of all of their cards and important documents. That way, if, you know, knock on wood, hopefully it doesn't happen, but if it does and you lose something, you can make the phone calls to cancel those credit cards or whatever you need to do.
Great. Tell us a little bit about how we can save on car rentals, hotels, travel in general.
You know, I think getting online and finding good deals is always a great thing to do. They're always good deals to be had out there. But one thing that I always like to suggest to people, my next trip is to Brazil, and I want to be comfortable. I definitely don't want to deal with bugs. What I bring with me is STEM, which is an innovative new pest control line. It is rooted in nature, and it is optimized by science. It is derived from plant ingredients, so it is safe for family and pets when used as directed, but also really tough on bugs. For ants, for roaches, for flies, is something that you want to have with you if you're renting a cabin, if you're glamping, if you're going off the grid like I so often do, and it's less than $7 at most retailers, and you can learn more about it at stemforbugs.com. And then for you, you mentioned the deep end of the pool, and Ron, do I have something for you?
Okay.
So for those of us who love to adventure but also relax, a great way to do that is for families to book an all-inclusive, unlimited luxury getaway at Dreams Jade Resorts, and they can visit dreamsresorts.com to do that, and it is stunning on the Riviera Cancun, one of my favorite places, and they have not one, not two, but three heated pools. You can venture into the deep end there. They also have a luxury spa, they have a high-end gym, and they have clubs to entertain the kids and teens. And as far as affordability and saving money, you mentioned that. They have a great deal going on right now. You can save up to 40% off if you book before July 12th and get a $200 resort credit with Seize Your Sunshine promotion. And all of these things I just told you about, you can find at tipsontv.com.
Wow, I think we've pretty much hit it all. Well, I'm set for a vacation now. That last place that you mentioned on the Riviera, that's got my name on it. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
That's my idea of, and relaxing. I want to relax.
Well, you got to book before July 12th and you'll get the great deal.
Oh, that's what I probably will do. King, it's always nice having you here again. Tipsontv.com is where we can go, correct?
Yes. Absolutely.
Happy trails, Kinga.
You as well.
Okay,
thanks,
bye-bye. Travel. Discovery and Travel Channel host Kinga Phillips talking about...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, You can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, though. Lee Greenwood, Joe Montagna, Premier Presidential Historian Doris Goodwin, and travel expert Kinga Phillips. Next hour on the show, Vice Admiral John Burr is going to be talking to us about the true meaning of Memorial Day. He's Vice Admiral retired from the United States Navy. And Adrian Holmes will be joining us. He has the spinoff of the show Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's called Bel-Air. We'll be talking about that. Medal of Honor winner Clint Romeshaw with a new book called Red Platoon. And Rebecca Lang going to chat about good ideas for picnics this holiday weekend.